The home of the scientist Charles Darwin, Down House in Kent, like many tourist spots today, is expecting hundreds of bank holiday visitors. Down House is where Darwin lived for 40 years and where he wrote the groundbreaking Origin of Species, his theory of evolution. Today, Down House is run by English Heritage and some 24,000 people visit it each year. And that figure could rise substantially if the UN's cultural body, UNESCO, gives it World Heritage status in 2007. It's been chosen as the UK's nomination, but there's still work to be done on the ground, as Liz Pearson found out when she visited it with curator Tori Reeve.
This is the first view that visitors will get of Down House, the big square Georgian facade. Darwin described it as being oldish and ugly, but it was large enough and cheap. And here we are at the front door. And this is the first visitor room. This is Darwin and Emma's drawing room, as you see here. The room is laid out as we have it from inventories and photographs from about 1870s. Darwin would have sat in, spread out on the chaise, and Emma would have either sat playing a piano for him or reading to him. This was a place of seclusion for him. It was remote enough to allow him the peace and quiet that he needed to develop the theory that he had brought back with him from the Beagle voyage.
Darwin's theory of evolution made his name throughout the world. He wrote his ideas in the book The Origin of Species, which he penned at Down. And in contrast with other World Heritage sites like the Great Barrier Reef or Grand Canyon, it's the legacy of his work that's given the house the chance of nomination.
There we go. So here we are in the old study.
This is really where it all happened in the house, isn't it? This is the epicentre of Darwin's research here.
This is his inner sanctum, if you like, and this is really the room that most appeals to Darwin enthusiasts. I'm just going to go and open the shutters for you.
Carefully edge past all his fossils and artefacts.
Well, as you can see, it's very cluttered. It's really stuffed full of all sorts of books and microscopes and scientific equipment. We have dozens and dozens of these little glass stoppered bottles with all sorts of remnants of things in them, and I think it's quite alarming at first when English Heritage took the house on to discover that there was poison in a couple of these. So the whole place is imbued with Darwin.
Hi.
Hello.
How do you
do? Peter Martin. I'm Head of Heritage and Urban Design at Bromley Council, and Tori and I are working on the steering group for the World Heritage Site proposal, Darwin at Down.
Now, it's not just the house that's included in the proposal, it's the gardens, and it's quite a lot of the area around here too, isn't it?
That's right. Darwin was a great walker. He was out in the field collecting and observing orchids and horse chestnut trees and worms and all sorts of things. And we can see those sites through Darwin's eyes. They haven't changed a great deal since he lived here.
Right. So this is the way into the garden.
Yes, isn't it beautiful?
Now, what would it actually mean for Down House and for the area to have World Heritage status?
It would certainly give greater recognition to Down and the wider area.
So this is about profile raising, really?
Yes, but it certainly attracts grants to the area, and we'll have grants available for transport improvements and, to a certain extent, biodiversity.
And it will need those grants. Even if Down does get World Heritage status, it won't get funds from UNESCO. They're reserved for protecting sites in poorer countries than the UK. That was how the idea of World Heritage started. Christopher Young is the man from English Heritage who's working hard in his office to support Down's bid.
World Heritage began partly as a result of the crisis in Egypt caused by the construction of the Abu Simbel Dam. There was an international effort to move the monuments bodily up onto higher ground so as to save them from being drowned. As a result of that, UNESCO recognised that there was a need, on some occasions, for international efforts to protect heritage in one particular country, and that was one of the origins of the World Heritage Convention.
Protecting Down won't involve a global effort. It's the impact on the local area that's Peter Martin's concern.
Yes, as you can see, it's a very quiet lane, and Down House is tucked away. There's a bus coming along here. It's barely wide enough to accommodate the bus. And the lane has big hedgerows on either side, which is very characteristic of this area. And of course, we don't want to change any of that.
We're just coming into Down now. It's a very beautiful little village.
Yes, with two pubs that do a lot of very good trade.
I'm Carol Kelly. I'm the landlady of the Queen's Head in Down, and I've lived in the village 9 years.
You've got a lot of people interested in this issue around here.
Yeah, we have. Everybody's interested. Obviously, it's a big thing for Down. There's a couple around the other side now. They belong to